that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, Jesus, is Lord over it all. And in Him we live, we move, we have our being, and we continue in the journey that God has for us while we're here at such a time as this, upon this earth, to do the bidding of our Lord. And we do not exist outside of Him. So it's not this thing of, oh God, what do you want me to do, from some place of separation. It's along the lines of, Lord God, which way would you have me to go as you are in connection with Him? Anyways. So, just a small commercial break there. This is a drive time, and I'm doing this going on the back roads of Sri Lanka. So, I've got a vehicle with a lot of sensors that were built for a developed country where it's not used to things being this close. when you're in Asia. And when you drive in this part of the world, there's not much of a space barrier here. And if there is anything space-wise, people just come and try to fill it up really fast. So, anyways, makes driving and life quite interesting over here. But all right, so as we walk with God through this life, it's not about, you know, being separate. See, this is one thing that really, I think this was part of the programming that came through the church system, was the church wanted to bring the divide, the system of the church, now not the true church of the living God, but the system of the church, wanted to bring a divide between you and God. So they wanted to put God on another place, another part, separate from you, and then put you in this other spot where you have to keep continually asking, okay, what's the will of God? What does He want me to do? Which way does He want me to go? So it's this separation. Whereas the prayer that Jesus prayed for those that would come after was that they would be one in us, even as He is in the Father and the Father's in Him, that they would be one in us. So the prayer for the follower of Christ is, and the thing that was made possible through that finished work of Christ, is the consummation with the Father, where there is no separation. So just like Jesus, He said, you know, I only do the things I see the Father doing. I only speak the words that I hear from the Father. So there was this place of what He showed us while He was here, that you can not just be in this, asking God what you should do, but you're one with Him. So you're actually a living manifestation of the will of God. You're a living expression of the purpose of God through the uniqueness of how He made and created you. So you have your unique fingerprint, you have your unique personality, you have your unique abilities and skills, you have your unique desires, and all of those, God manifests Himself through that in order to accomplish His purposes. So the difference between that and, so He doesn't try to make you somebody else. He keeps you uniquely you, but consummated with Him, so that you become the expression of who He wants, how He wants to manifest Himself through you. It's a very, very big difference between that and you being separate from God and having to ask God, God, what do you want me to do? Because then that implies that you're not one with Him. You're not consummated with Him. You're not in that place. And so you know, you're constantly having to check back, and that's not God's intention for you. That's not God's intention for His true church, to check back in. We can actually be one with Him where it's always there. So to pray continually, I mean, you're just in that place, in that conversation. Now, what the world wants to do is to separate you from that. So it works hard to separate you from that conversation. It works hard to separate you from that place where God would have you to be. But, you know, there's neither height nor depth, nor angels, nor powers, nor principalities, nor anything that can separate you from the love of God, which is ours in Christ Jesus. But we, this is why the enemy works to come against your mind and to take over that free will, or to co-opt that free will, or to get you to give your free will over to it so that you will separate yourself and that you will walk away from the life and that which is your destiny. So, you know, God is making the way and has made the way and quickens His church to go the way, but we also have a lot of things around us, a lot of programming around us, a lot of traps around us, a lot of things that are there to try to keep us from that. And just recognizing that that's part of the journey is to overcome that. Part of the journey is to be, and just in one with Him. And if you're one with Him, then you're obviously in step with Him because there's no separation. So you want to be one with Him and move in that call and in that purpose that God has for His church. Now, with all that's going on right now upon the earth, it's a crazy time in the order and the life of this world. It's a crazy time because in all that's taking place, what we're seeing is we're seeing so much being unmasked, so much being revealed, so much being exposed. And, you know, if you're doing things upon the earth for a natural result or for the praises of men or for all of those things just wear so thin right now. Instead, you know, just success is in the obedience. We've talked about that for a decade. You know, if you just do what God has for you to do, and that is success. You know, just do what God quickens you to do, and that is enough. If you do that, the rest of it will be what it is. But do what God has for you to do, and you know, let the results be in His hands. Let the manifestation, the consequence, all of those be by His design, by His quickening, by His purpose. Because, you know, you may not know what that one piece that you do, the result of that, but God knows. You may not know why a certain thing that you study or read or prepare, you may not understand, but 5 years from now you'll understand why God had for you to do that, why He had you to prepare like that. You know, He has His own way of preparing and quickening and training His people. And those that follow His training school, it's, you know, it is a tough one. It's the toughest program that's ever been. But those that have come through and have not fallen off because the road got difficult, those that have come through and followed the quickening and the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, they've come to the other side just fit for service, meet for the Master's use, ready and prepared to do the will that the Father has. And I tell you, it's an amazing thing to be in that step, because when people have come to that other side, they see, they know, they understand, they understand, and they can do the will of the Father. And it's not, it's, and this, the consequence is up to the Father, but you are just striving to walk with Him, to live in that connection, to maintain that relationship. And God has plenty of acts of service for us to do. There's plenty of things for us to do. But those are His prerogative. the external manifestation is not nearly as important as the inward condition. And God wants you to focus on the inward condition, the inward place, and to move on in that. Now, it is an amazing time, as tumultuous and all of that that it might be. It's also just this amazing time to be alive, because God is doing His work, and His kingdom is coming. His will is being done, and those that are walking with Him are seeing that, are experiencing that. We understand and we see and we know that there's just this incredible fight, and this incredible fight that's taking place, I mean, we're participants in it. So when we pray, things change. When we ask the Father in Jesus' name, now when you pray in Jesus' name, it's not using Jesus' name in the sense that, like, a lot of people use it like a stamp, you know, just like a rubber stamp that they stick on the end of something, like a magic word. And that's not what it is. When you pray in Jesus' name, you're praying from a place of spiritual consummation with Him. So that when you pray in Jesus' name, what you're praying is you're praying, and He is the author and the finisher of our faith. So He's the beginning and the end. So you're praying from a place where you are between the Alpha and the Omega. You're praying from a place where you are in that spiritual space, consummated with Him. And from that place, that's what it means to pray in Jesus' name. You're praying in consummation with His Spirit. So the difference between that and people that use His name to try to add some weight or credibility to what they do, that's a totally different thing. And, you know, there would be many that come to Him on that day, as Matthew 7 has said, and say, "Lord, Lord, didn't we do this and that, you know, in Your name?" But they weren't praying in Jesus' name. They were praying using Jesus' name. And it's a different thing. So, you know, you've got to know and then be aware. And then once you know, move forward in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Move forward in the truth. So this is where, too, you know, if there's anything that keeps you from walking in that truth, just clear it out. You know, if you've got, if you're at odds with your brother, you know, spend a little time and try to fix it. Do what you can from your side to try to make things right with people and to be at peace with people. And, but, you know, once you've done what you can, and once you've done what you can to be at peace with others and to make things right, then from that point forward, hey, that's, you know, you've done your part. So now pray. Because also our existence here too is tumultuous. Your very existence here in this life is, it's, the world doesn't want it. Because it's a challenge to their system. It's a challenge to their people. It's a challenge to their power structures. It's a challenge to everything that they are about and everything that they believe in and everything that they want to keep going and perpetuating. So, at the same time, they've got to survive. And the way that the world is going, they're imploding. So one of the reasons why I think you'll start seeing more of the children of God surfacing is because the children of God are the ones with the solutions. The children of God are the ones that know what to do and how to do it. The children of God are the ones that don't fall or faint in these times because they've already been tested. They've already been through the most difficult of times. They've already done it. You know, the things that the world dreads have been part and parcel of the daily life for so many of God's people already. And sure, I'm sure there's some Hollywood type ideas of catastrophes that the world would look at and you know, dramatize. But I mean, the children of God have gone through. You know, they're ready. They're prepared. They know in whom they have believed, and they are persuaded that he's going to be able to keep that which he's entrusted to them, and they're going to be able to follow it on and go forward in this work until completion. Now, each one of us has a part to play, and you've got to understand this, brothers and sisters. Each one of us has a role to play, and what you do as the Spirit of God leads you is important. You've got to know this. When you pray, you're chipping in and contributing in the realm of the Spirit to pushing and to moving things in that direction that they need to move. You're battling in that realm. When you do your part of the natural and God gives you an assignment to do, you don't know how everything lines up, but it lines up. You know, I saw some stuff on World War II, and you know, when they were getting ready to go on to the beach in Normandy. And before, you know, there were different people that did different things to prepare that beach so that the troops could land. And some people went in and, you know, tried to clear out some munitions and explosives and things that were there as booby traps. Other types of planes dropped things that could be used for cover, you know, so that when the troops were running onto the beach, that they weren't completely just out there in the open, and they could actually run over and have some actual cover from the enemy's fire. And all of them did different things in preparation and for that, ultimately, that invasion that took place there. Now, for every explosive that wasn't cleared, there was going to be something that the army then, with a lot more people and a lot more casualties, would end up running into. For every, you know, piece of cover that wasn't put in place, was then a lot of a lot of people that would die, that were just exposed in the open. So you understand that you know, sometimes you may not see or appreciate the role that you play in the moment, but if you saw the whole, you might start to understand that, wow, I really, that thing that I didn't realize how important that was, but it was really important, and I need it to be done, and I'm glad that I did it. So this is where, now God is the head, you know, he's the one that leads and guides us into all truth. And so you've got to know that when he instructs, he's instructing you out of, you know, seeing and knowing the whole thing. So this is where it's important that you do that part that you have for you to do, that he has for you to do. If you do your part, it will play the role necessary within the whole. And the world so often works to just trick people, because they try to get people to believe that their part, whatever it might be, is not as significant. And it's incredibly significant. I mean, if the guy that's flying the fighter plane or the bomber plane, that if the guy that's supposed to put the gas in the tank only fills it up halfway, I don't care how good that pilot is, how well trained that crew is, they're going to crash in the middle of the ocean before they can finish their mission, because they just don't have what they need to finish. Do you understand? You know, do you understand that when you pray and you do that part that you have, that God has for you to do, that's in the realm of the Spirit, putting gas in the bomber planes that God is using to destroy, so many things that the enemy has. I mean, and when you don't do it, when you don't play that role that needs to be played, there is lack. There's lack in the fight, and there's something missing, and others have to pick up that slack. And it's hard, you know, it's hard when people get destroyed like that, because there's a lot of people that have gone through a ton, and it's been a tough road. But, you know, now's the time to not dwell on anything from the past, but just to say, okay, we need to engage as God would have us to engage. So let's get about it. Let's get about our Father's business and do the thing that God asked for us to do. And just know that He that began that good work with you is going to carry it on to completion, and He's in control, and He loves you, and He's got reason and purpose for you being here at such a time as this. So be encouraged in that, and do what God has for you to do, and He's going to be doing amazing things in this time. So we want to work with God in step and consummated with Him, and not be bystanders. Because for what? We're just here for a window, and then that's it. So let's finish strong, brothers and sisters. We love you. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com, and say hi. All right. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you sometime soon. Bye.